And I'll never forget that when I graduated from the seminary and took this congregation in Harrisburg, just knowing that it had never sung or spoken English, but it was going to. They were going to be a worshiping congregation in English. I was the first non-Romanian pastor that they ever had. The pastor before me was probably one of the biggest saints that I've ever experienced in my life. He just was. Paul Jansmus was from Latvia. He spent the Second World War in a concentration camp. He had said at that particular time that if he survives, he will become a pastor, and he became a Lutheran pastor. This was his first parish, the Romanian parish in Harrisburg. I became the person that followed him. He was a saint. When Hitler came into Russia and parts of Latvia and got people like Paul, he would not serve in the army. He did not believe in killing. He never explained to me or to any parishioner all of the hideous things that he put up with as a prisoner of the Germans. He was probably the most saintly human being I've ever met in my life. I was one of those people that all of the men in the congregation really, really loved me. And I was only in this congregation probably for maybe three months at the particular time that this happened. One of my first dilemmas in that parish was that it was an all-male council. The women did all the work, but the men did all of the bombast. That particular Sunday, I ranted and raved and felt good about myself. Oh, I felt so good. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? This is probably the way I'm going to be from here on in. And this man just came out of the church and he said, you know, Pastor, I really need to talk to you about that sermon. And he said, could you come over to my house tomorrow night? And I said, that was Monday night. And I said, sure, I would. And I said, I went to his house and there were seven other men there. I said they were all Gestapo. I found out that night that basically the German people who lived in Romania, the men who lived in Romania, were all conscripted by Hitler to do the Gestapo work. And he said, these men, they rounded up Jews. They killed a couple along the way. They just rounded up people and put them on trains. They knew what was going to ultimately happen. I would find out for the rest of my 8 years in that congregation that the first snowfall of the year, probably the brightest of all those men, of those eight men, would go to the railroad station and refuse to let people get on the trains because you're all going to go to your death. He was probably the most brilliant human being I've ever seen in my life. He had a marvelous, marvelous job designing all sorts of things for a company in Harrisburg. And his wife called me that first night and said, could you go to the railroad station? He appreciates you, and you've got to get him out of there. I did. I went there, and he kept saying, Pastor, you know where all these people are going? They're going to die. I'm keeping them off the train. And this happened every year for the next 7 years on the first snowfall. He was there that night among the seven men. And the leader, the man who had talked to me that prior Sunday, he said to me, Pastor, he said, can God forgive even us? And I had never been as shaken in my life spiritually as I was then, when I realized what a burden they had carried with them. They ended up in concentration camps in Russia. When the war was over, they were told, you've got to find your way back. one of those eight men, took him 3 years to get back, that they found their wives was amazing. And their wives had all waited for them. And they were probably eight of the most outstanding human beings I've ever had the privilege of knowing in my life. But I'll never forget the words, "Pastor, we know that we deserve hell, but can God forgive us?" And I told them, if they ask God for the forgiveness, they can be forgiven.
Did you offer them the absolution then?
Yes.